This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The preview of coming attractions is, as autumn rolls in, I had the heat on for the first time last night since last spring. I think last early May. So where does that leave us? It's in the 60s the last couple of days, but down in the 40s. I just keep my fingers crossed because I don't want frost. The frost ruins the haying season is still on. It doesn't ruin it, but it doesn't help it. And besides, there's something about, there's a line in the sand that comes with the first frost. Maybe the line at the farm, as much as anything else. We're involved in lots of transplanting now. If any of you have ever done that, sometimes people transplant their little potted plants and they bring them inside or they do others. I move trees around. We had all the crew on the farm yesterday moving a 50-foot tree that I had planted about, 8 years ago in the backyard, and it's grown so fast and so big that it's blocking my view of the back pasture. And so I don't want to have that. So I had the guys, we dug, took a backhoe and dug around it and picked it up and moved the thing. Had to get a crane in to move it around to the front yard because I think I said earlier in the season during a lightning and thunderstorm, one of the big 250-year-old maple trees in front of my house split. And looking at what was going on, it had only been held on by just a little bit for a long time. It's a sugar maple tree, so the ants got at it. And over 100 years or so, the ants digging away had weakened the superstructure of the tree. And this is a tree that's about 250 feet in the air. It's a great, the trees around my house, I'm so thankful for them because they're so beautiful.
But they're gorgeous,
and they sort of set the tone for it. Have you ever seen a picture of my house?
I haven't. I want to. I'm going to come visit.
Okay, you can come visit. All right, so anyway, fall is upon us, and things are changing. That's not all that's changing. But as you look around, one of the things that people are talking about is this movie this weekend, Taylor Swift's movie, already has sold $145 million worth of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So is this for people that haven't gone to the concert, or
it's
is this for people who have gone to the concert?
Yeah, it's for both. It's for Taylor Swift fans, people who wanted to go to see the Eras Tour and couldn't, people who did go and want to relive it. And there was this weird phenomenon that a lot of people were discussing who did go see the show, where once the show was done, it was almost like they couldn't remember it. It was this weird amnesia kind of situation.
Really? Huh.
And I went with my sister and nieces, and I loved it. It was so well put together. But there were some moments where I was seeing videos on social media of different songs and all of this, and I was like, oh my gosh, I forgot about that. I forgot about this. So it's kind of like, it's one of those things that it's for everyone. People who went to the show, people who want to go to the show and couldn't.
Yeah.
I know,
yeah.
I'm going to go see it.
It's
putting more people into the theaters.
Yeah. Right, Chuck Carter, I love that. I'm not a fan. I just, it's a different thing. Your father and I were talking about the music on the program yesterday. And he wants to, if he hasn't said this to you, encourage you and James to pick more of the music, because when I pick it, it tends to be a little moldy, oldy stuff. But listen,
I can tell you right now, James is like clapping his hands together and like he is chomping at the bit. I think he already has a pile of songs.
Yeah. They still have to come under my scrutiny there, pal.
All right. Yeah. Fine.
Meanwhile,
mind your place, James.
The announcement has been made by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. that he's going to run for president. Now, he's been talking about this for a number of months, but the statement now says he's going to run as an independent, which last night watching my favorite network news, Network News Nation, I'm watching these guys as they go through the stats. Because as soon as, you know, you can imagine, as soon as he announced, there was a poll done, right?
Mm-hmm.
2,400 Americans were asked if they were Republicans, if they were Democrats, or who would they support. 31% of them said they'd support Joe Biden. 33% of them said they would support Donald Trump. And 19% of them said they'd vote for Kennedy if the election were today. Now, that is quite a statement. Meanwhile, his
own
sibling,
family is like, no, thank you.
They don't like it. Yeah, the family doesn't like it at all. Dangerous to our country. What the hell does that mean?
That's pretty arrogant. Yeah, but his campaign is being slammed that way by four of his siblings. They've straight up denounced his candidacy. And the Kennedy family has been very, very much open of the sense of they keep personal lives separate from business.
Yes.
And right. No matter what is going on in the business side of things, whether they agree or disagree, when it comes to family time, they all come together. And they are family first in those situations. But can you imagine doing something where your siblings are, or part of your family is just outwardly, like, against you?
It shows that, I just think it's arrogant. Frankly, I mean, it was dangerous to our country. Where the hell did they get off with that?
Can't you just choose to not vote for your brother?
Yeah, just don't, yeah.
Do you really have to do this whole, like, denounce his candidacy? He is a danger to our country.
Rory Kennedy, Kerry Kennedy, Joseph P. Kennedy II, and Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. She's a movie producer. You see her name in movies all the time. Anyway, Bobby May share the name as of our father, but he doesn't share the same values. Okay, so you may disagree, but to denounce it?
Yeah.
Get
but you know
lost.
What? He has six other siblings that have not
right.
announced his candidacy.
Yeah, exactly. So he was John Kennedy's nephew. Anyway, he's switching his party from Democrat to Independent. Was in a rally in Philadelphia, and the sign read, Kennedy 2024, declare your independence. I already had made up my mind, when did I first say it? I'd vote for this guy. I think I said it 3 or 4 months ago when it first started to be a rumor. And I've tried to get him on the program.
On the program, yes.
And he's very busy speaking engagements, et cetera, et cetera. But he's got a strange voice brought about by something that happened to him. I think it was a vaccine. Or that's what he says. Anyway, because he's not a fan of the, one of the things that the family doesn't like is because he's debunked the COVID-19 vaccinations, or he's talked about masks. And so there are some people who read into, but this is a statement that he made about Jews engineering and spreading COVID, the COVID virus. I'm not sure that was taken in context. I don't know enough, but I never read it until I just heard, you know, some of the stuff that the family is saying, and they say he's an anti-Semite. I think that's a real stretch, and I don't know what he really said, frankly. The Kennedy family is obviously close to Biden, and it's because they're all part of the same clique, in a manner of speaking.
And even his own wife, who I'm completely blanking on her name right now, she's an actress.
Yeah,
and
she
is even, go ahead.
Well, they have different points of view politically, apparently. Yeah.
And she's even said things of, like, I do not stand by what he said, or straight up denouncing comments that her husband has made, and very open about that. But RFK Jr.'s nephew, Caroline Kennedy's son, has said that it's an embarrassment, that RFK Jr.'s candidacy is an embarrassment, and went as far to point out there's the conspiracy theories, and that it's more than just about the whole quote-unquote Camelot stuff, and saying that JFK, he left this legacy, and that RFK Jr. could potentially destroy that legacy.
Oh,
but,
baloney.
Like, how?
Yeah, exactly.
That just seems
nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, So
he wins or he doesn't. I mean, come on.
The question is, how does this impact, what does this mean in terms, and that's why I went to the stats right away, because he has drawn, the first time I remember a stat on him was when, right after he said, I'm going to run as a Democrat, mm-hmm. and like 24% of Democrats who were polled in the next week after he made the announcement said, I'd vote for him. Democrats are not crazy unless you're a hardcore partyist. There's no love for Joe Biden because he's a clown.
No.
You know, I shouldn't say he's a clown. He's not doing a good job. Let's put it that way. And the latest fiasco with the money that went back to Iran, if you didn't hear it earlier, you can go back and listen to it because our program runs all day, every day, the whole thing. Uri Geller was with me earlier on, and he said when I asked him about Iran, he agreed with me 100% that the money that flew, that went back to flowed perhaps back to Iran with the blessing of the administration had to okay it being released. Whether it's just bad judgment or something else is going on, who the heck knows? I give them the benefit of the doubt as to bad judgment. But you know, the Jews in this country are freaked out. That's an important block, and they easily quickly put two and two together. In terms of Iran, the Iranian government is they're bombastically crazy. The Ayatollah, these people are nuts, and their hatred. How do you have that much hatred mm-hmm. in you, and you inspire others to hate that way? People say, "Well, look what happened in this country on January 6th." I don't think it's anything like this. So, anyway, I'm. You can text live free to 2024 or 1. What is it? I did the numbers wrong. If you're interested in Kennedy, text live free to 20241. All right. That's the way to do it. And
this will be interesting. It sounds like this could be the first time somebody, a member of an independent party or anybody who is not a Republican or Democratic Party member.
Gets some traction.
Gets enough traction that they can make it to the big dance. Because whenever they have those big debates, it's only those two.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, just be sure that New York Times will not be in favor of it, which is enough to get me to vote for right there. All right. 18 after on Good Day.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have two daughters and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
USA News, on demand, on your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
All right, 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner at the ready, James Collins in our main studio in Dallas. The social media connections technology sometimes becomes a big focus here. Social media for us is listening and reading what you have to say. And I suppose, in a manner of speaking, our connection on the phone, Jay, would be social media. In fact, it's not just in print. It's the audio stuff. So feel free. A lot of you share. We have hundreds of comments every week about things that we're talking about or things that Jay posts. But you can also relate to us by leaving us a note. Your thoughts in your own words. 855-999-DOUG is the do-it number. 855-999-3684. So the whole business about TikTok and how it misleads people and how we are concerned about safety and the China connection. So there are states who are trying to get TikTok shut off in their state. Apparently Utah is the latest that wants to shut it down. They filed a suit. This seems kind of like how it's like suing the air, right? Who the heck are you suing? Anyway, the state says that TikTok is misleading its citizens, the citizens in Utah, about the relationship to its parent company in China and how deceptive they are.
Well, and we've talked about this a lot. A lot of the information gathering technology that is being used with TikTok is used with other platforms. It's used with other social media sites. It's used with Google. It's used with search engines. The difference is ownership, where us owning, American-owned versus China-owned, where you don't know what is being done with it. Or if there are other countries who have ownership, it's a co-ownership situation where the U.S. still has a little bit of a hand in it, where with TikTok, it's fully Chinese-owned.
Yeah. Government. Chinese government.
Chinese government, yes.
Everything in China belongs. It's a communist state, so the government controls everything. They may have a leader, or they may try to make it look different than it is, but it really isn't any different than they are absorbing the information. And what's troubling to me, there are two things about this that are troubling. One of them is that young people don't seem to give a damn And they don't seem to either understand it, they don't pay attention, they don't know, whatever
it is.
Well,
it's just not, it is an unsafe digital environment for children, period.
Yeah, but look at
the... It's unsafe for adults.
I get things all the time from people that have put up TikTok videos, and most of them are young, and they're doing flashy things like, look at my new outfit, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And that doesn't speak to what they know or don't know, or what they care about or don't care about. And then there are the states that have rallied around this and the states that don't seem to care. Most of the states that are there's filing suit against TikTok are what you would consider right, the red states, right? Most of them that have filed, why aren't the blue states filing? It just would be a question, not wanting to make this political, because it affects everybody. It really
does.
Well,
the fact of the matter is social media itself is dangerous when not used properly. And too often, parents and guardians are not paying attention to how young members of society and children are using TikTok. It is way too easy for people to, with malintent, to get a hold of them, take advantage of them, but also just the whole mental health side of things. And look at adults, how when we use it, we can become very addicted to just scrolling through, mindlessly looking at things.
Well, then there's the bullying that's going on. You may know that today is National Stop Bullying Day, something that is completely spearheaded by using social media. So this is, and it started back in, with the Columbine days, back in the late 1990s. But this is something that also is part of being aware of what's really going on. Please be aware. 28 past the hour.
Is it cheaper on eBay? You can find out in a flash. Literally, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item or something similar. Try this. This is very cool. As you shop, open the free eBay app on your smartphone, then tap the search bar. Look for the camera icon and point your phone at the item you're interested in and snap a photo. The app will search eBay and list lookalike items for sale. Now, bear in mind, artificial intelligence is matching pictures, not exact items, so you'll want to read the specs and note the condition of the item, etc. But if you're looking for a book or DVD, you're better off searching the usual way by title. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get two free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's
800-419-DOUG. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. As Israeli fighter jets continue to hit the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas in Gaza, the State Department confirmed at least 22 Americans have been killed in fighting between Israel and Hamas. The fighting has left over 2,300 people confirmed dead. Media reports claim between 100 and 150 people have been taken hostage, presumably as human shields. House Republicans are closer to electing a new House Speaker after their closed-door voting session yesterday resulted in Representative Steve Scalise as their Speaker-designate. If all current members are present and voting on the floor, Scalise would need 217 votes to win the Speaker's gavel. Some lawmakers are saying they will instead vote for Representative Jim Jordan, who ran against Scalise, for the nomination. Speaker pro tempore, Representative Patrick McHenry, told CNN he hopes the House can get a Speaker vote on the floor by today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
A reference to a conversation we had a few minutes ago. My broadcasting friends and supporters always have said to me, I buy into this, you don't go backwards, you don't, you know, make reference to things that some people may not have heard. However, my solution to that problem is you go to gooddayshow.com. I just sent a note to somebody who couldn't find us on the radio, and I said, just go to gooddayshows.com. I'd prefer you listen on a radio station because that's the business I'm in, but we're in the audio business these days and the podcast business, the download business, so you can find all the references and the stories that we talk about and our point of view at any of those locations. Tony Bennett has the best version of this. I think it's one of his signature songs, actually. It was the first real big hit he had.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we were talking about Jay asked on our social media at Good Day Networks, where was your heart today? And one person said, my heart was in San Francisco. Listen, as good as any place for it to be.
That sounds like a music request to me.
Yeah, certainly. All right, so here we are, focused on a number of things. This problem in Israel is not going to go away in 24 or 48 hours. A lot of people talking about why it happened. I have a friend who some of my best friends are Jewish. Yeah. Some of my best friends are black. Some of my best friends are my best friends. That's what I don't care what they are. Some of my best friends are bald. Some of my best friends have lots of hair. Some of my best friends have a big nose. Anyway,
some have freckles.
Yes. Ooh, Jaybird's got freckles. She must be my friend. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Whether you like it or not.
I like it. Some of my best friends have four legs, frankly. A lot of my best friends, I have more friends who have four legs and who have two legs, in fact. So, anyway, so this guy who runs one of the advertising agencies that I work with, I've been friends with him for a long time, a wonderful guy. He had planned a trip with his wife and a couple of friends to go to Israel last week. So I went over on Thursday, and this whole thing exploded, if you'll pardon the pun, on Saturday. So he did his best to get out, and right now he just emailed me from the British Airways lounge in Heathrow. At least he got out of Tel Aviv and got as far as London, which is, you know, now he's okay. He was going to stay there for a week or 10 days, and obviously that got cut short. But he wrote, because he was listening to me on gooddayshow.com, and he said he was listening to Uri and I talking about the responsibility that the Democrats or the people in power in the White House and the administration bear for this problem. He writes the Dems that wanted to kind of, and he's a pretty open-minded guy. He votes for both Democrats and Republicans, kind of like me. I don't vote for any of them, actually. I vote for the person. Anyway, you know that story.
You vote for the person, not the party.
Yeah. So anyway, he said the Dems wanted to cut a deal, the president, and he talks about the president he puts Kerry and Biden together in a pot that's not particularly full of goodwill. Anyway, so I'm paraphrasing. He refers to them as modern Chamberlains. Now, if you don't know, do you know who Lord Chamberlain was during...
I recognize the name.
The uprun, well, he's like John Kennedy's an old man, Joe Kennedy, the father. This is a real kicker, and I put him together with the Chamberlains. They were pacifists, not that there's anything wrong with that. I think we all, if we have any brains, want to be pacifists. We don't want war, we don't want upset, but when you see a problem, you don't run away from it. You don't try to assuage it. You try to deal with it like point blank. Chamberlain led the Brits away from encountering the Nazis, and you see what it got them. And so Spence, my friend says, refers to them as foolish knaves. And then he talks about the squad and Bernie Sanders and their ilk. This is not a good combination by any stretch of the imagination. So hopefully he says there will be reverberations in U.S. elections. I hope people are smart enough and educated enough to understand this system and what we are confronted with here, because we are confronted with an opportunity for leadership, which we don't have. We need leadership, and we don't have it. So, anyway, that's my friend's take on it, and a few extra comments from yours truly. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Federal officials have issued a warning about a safety violation at the nuclear plant in South Carolina. Cracks discovered in the backup emergency fuel line. These are small cracks. Been found a half a dozen times in the past 20 years in the pipes that carry the fuel to the emergency generators that provide cooling water for the reactor if, in fact, the electricity fails. This is the summer plant near Columbia, South Carolina, run by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. You know, there are a lot of these things. What happens, once again, I can put a twist or a turn on this. There are a lot of nuclear power plants that never, ever have experienced a problem.
Mm-hmm.
There are some who've had minor problems, which this is, that can be fixed. And, you know, the correction takes place and everybody lives happily ever after. And then there are problems that they can't be fixed. We haven't had any problems. We had that whole business of in the Pennsylvania River. What the heck was the name of that? It was like 30 years ago. I forget. But it turned out to be nothing. But anyway, there are pipe problems. Here's my take on this, all right? You know, obviously we encourage your thoughts on our social media platforms and also at 855-999-3684 because I want to know what, if you think about this, what does it mean to you where we have, if you're living in that area, we have a couple of stations that are close to that area, what does it mean? Are you worried? Does the news media stir this pot so that you get worried about something that doesn't? These things happen all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Or because you live in the area nearby, are you kind of more educated on a lot of this stuff? Where there was a crack that first appeared in 2003, and these things happen. And the only reason for the yellow warning is because of repeated cracking. It's not because of a first out of the blue initiated crack. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I know exactly what you mean. So. Anyway, let's move around the country a little bit here as time allows. A Louisiana public school principal apologizing, requesting leave because he punished a student, questioned her religious beliefs after he saw a video of her dancing in an off-campus party. What are you, nuts? Get lost. Get your nose out. What is the matter? See, this is it, though. Louisiana and I.
Homecoming festivities, uh-huh.
I mean, this is. So, I'm trying my darndest not to be judgmental because I really am going down a street here. I think yesterday I got a sock from somebody that listens in Mississippi. How dare you say that about. I said something about Mississippi, Tennessee, what was it? Do you remember what I said about some of the southern states and what goes on there? You know, everybody's got a different set of values. Do I think this is a smart set of values? No, I don't.
Well, was it when we were talking about a teacher who was put on leave or wrongfully terminated because she had an OnlyFans account? Or
yes.
There was another situation. There was another story a while back where it was a Catholic school and an unwed teacher was pregnant. But I feel like there's also a different set of rules between private Catholic schools and a public school. Like for this one particularly in Louisiana, it was a public school. And a 17-year-old student is the government president, the school president, and a scholarship candidate. And the principal, after seeing the student dancing in a video that the DJ took and put on social media at this party, said that I'm pulling you from your government duties. You are no longer part of the student council, and I will no longer recommend you for scholarships. And you're not getting, like all of these things. And how dare you, principal? Like, that's not your place. Do you think that, like, what is this? What's that movie, Footloose, where the whole town was
dancing.
You know, told they couldn't dance at all. Like, do you really think it? So that this is a party after homecoming. Do you think the student wasn't dancing at homecoming? And one of the things the principal had said was that the student is not living by, question whether or not the student is following the Lord, not living in the way of the Lord. This is a public school. Mm-hmm. Maybe if it was a Catholic school and you have to sign, like, some kind of, do students sign some sort of contract of how they will act or whatever?
In private schools?
I didn't go to private school, but I know in public schools you do not do anything like that.
My kids went to public and private school, and I remember anything like that happening.
Did they prefer one over the other?
Well, because they started in public school early on. They both went to the elementary school that I went to here in Framingham, and then when we got divorced, they went to public school in Norwell. And then Megan went to Middlesex, and Brendan went to No, Brenda went to Middlesex in Concord, and Megan went to Milton Academy in the their high school years, junior high and high school. And they did. They flourished. Both of them did well. Megan went on to get a DPhil from an Oxford college, and I think a lot of the preparation was done in Milton. And she was curious anyway. She was that sort. Brendan, however, not so much. It took him a few extra years to get out of Trinity. And, you know, we look back at that and think about the experiences and what it taught you. I'll never forget, my mind is wandering a little bit now, when I expected certain things of my son. You expect certain things of your children, right? And they expect certain things from you as parents. So not long ago, I was talking to Brendan about going into, he was working in a diner in Hartford, Connecticut, while I was going to school. And I remember going down and having lunch there and seeing him as happy as he could be working in the diner. And I thought to myself, what the hell am I sending this kid to school for? He likes working in the diner. Let him work in the diner if that's what he wants to do. And he did, and he worked at other jobs like that. He had a couple of, mm-hmm. I mean, doesn't everybody work in a restaurant at some point in time as a waiter or a cook or something? Doesn't pretty much everybody do that?
Or at least something in the service industry, yes, whether it's at a clothing store, restaurant, cafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so under the circumstances, they didn't get into the same circumstance that this youngster got into. By the way, here's the bulletin. Joe Biden says that the $6 billion in Iranian funds have been untouched. So it's not us, so he says. You believe him? It's 48 after the hour.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the four-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, 53 after the hour. Time for some of the audience's most favorable moments with the help of Warren Eckstein, who is from The Pet Show. Every weekend he broadcasts around the country. PetShow.com is where you find the stations. There you can just listen online or at Facebook. You can actually see him, him being Warren Eckstein, doing the program. I'm not sure about that, but sounds good anyway. One way or the other. You know what? I am so tired of reading about Biden's dog and the fact that he's now been sent away from the White House. These people have no idea what this publicity does. They don't, apparently don't care. Well, they don't get a lot of stuff, so I guess I would understand why they don't get the impact here. What it does is it makes more people think German Shepherds are bad dogs and they don't realize that it was bad training. I don't know. It burns the butt off of me.
You know, it's interesting you brought that up, because I've been doing a lot of interviews about the Biden's dog, a lot of the errors that they made with the dog, which were pretty much, you know, everyone tends to blame the dog when there's aggressive behavior, and it's not the dog's fault.
Of course not.
It's the way the dog was socialized, the way the dog was brought up. You know, I talked about this before. The bottom line is, as far as, and then I heard some people, I'm not going to say which station it was, saying specifically on air that no one should have a German Shepherd. It's a working breed, not the type of dog you should have as a pet. Now, I have a 10-inch German Shepherd tattooed on my right leg. That's how big a fan I am of German Shepherds. And I worked with them in Southeast Asia, in Europe, all over the world. Amazing breed of dog. But here's the bottom line. This dog should have never been at the White House. It's too stressful for a dog to be there unless it's a professionally trained military or police type dog. First of all, look at the people it was hanging out with. Have you ever worked with Secret Service people? Greatest people in the world, but they're stiff, they're solid, they're on guard, which really puts the dog on guard. So there's a lot of things
energy
that kind of trigger, exactly, a lot of things that trigger this reaction. But again, always, who gets victimized? The dog gets victimized. I hope the dog's okay. I hope he's in a farm or a ranch and he's living the life. But you know what? They never took the time to resolve the problem. They just sent the dog away, which means that if the dog goes somewhere else and does it again and again and again, ultimately you know what's going to happen.
You know, it sort of tells you a little bit more about the people who own the dog as well. frankly. I look at it that way.
You know, Doug, politicians just don't get it. I did an interview. I very rarely do interviews on my show. And in fact, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be interviewing the ex-sheriff of Los Angeles, Alex Villanova.
Yep.
And the reason I'm interviewing him, he's running for a county supervisor.
Yep.
And basically, I said, listen, there's so many things going on in Los Angeles and in other places around the country, the way animals are treated and the shelters aren't working right and this may not be working right. He came on the air and he's going to talk about specifically what changes he would make in the shelter system. Get rid of this person, get rid of that person, make sure this person's working, have a reaction where people work together. The police department works with the animal control. So I think politicians don't realize that over 65% of Americans now have pets. So if you want to win, you better get to those pet lovers as well and make sure their animals are treated properly.
Here's something nice that came from the annual convention of the American Veterinarian Association. It became a medical care drive for companion animals in Denver for the people who are homeless, people who have dogs that can't take care of them. So they used it to raise money to take care of the dogs who are companions for those people who are homeless.
We have a situation now in L.A. in Skid Row where these homeless people are breeding pit bulls and other breeds. They're just breeding dogs like crazy. You can see them in cages when you walk by, and they sell them to raise money for drugs. But there are organizations, one called Downtown Dog Rescue. I do a lot of work with them. They go into there, and they try to rescue these animals, get these animals out of there. This is something that should be done by the city, not something that needs to be done by a volunteer organization that has to raise $50 at a local car wash. So these are things that are going on. Why would they allow people to be breeding dogs, horrible conditions, living in cages, and then selling puppies at 6, 7, 5 weeks old for $500? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Animal abuse has never made any sense to me. For some reason, though, it continues. And anyone who can abuse an animal, as far as I'm concerned, can abuse a person.
Well, it just shows you how lackluster leadership is, or the lack of leadership is, in Los Angeles and California and lots of other places as well. Did you talk about this 64-year-old woman who was out walking with her dog and a black bear attacked her and the dog? This was on the coast of Maine. So she ran up to the bear and punched the bear in the nose. And then the bear apparently went away. This is up in Porter, Maine. The dog started barking, ran into the woods to chase the bear. The bear was in the woods. Then the bear starts chasing the dog, and the bear came out of the woods, and she whacked it in the head.
Nothing like a good left hook, Doug.
Yeah, right. There you go. She's my hero. How about that? Making her the hero of the day. The dog's the hero of the day, too. Lynn Kelly is her name. And so she and her dog are okay, but still, put yourself in that position. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com is his address.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.